Pinky, we are a brand new team.
We are indeed, and we've been trying to get to know you very quickly this morning. Let us know which NRL team Anthony should pick on our Facebook page. I was thinking, like, I'd like to get to know the family.
Well,
so
it's funny that you would like to do that because I've really? Got my mum on the line.
Have you? Good morning. Is this Anthony's mum?
Yes, good morning.
Prove
hey,
it.
Prove it.
Prove it? How will I prove it? Okay,
well, by telling some stories about how well you know me, Mum.
Yes.
So they can help Pinky get to know me.
Yes, we need to get to know him. And Mum, Sophie, I believe. Look, the more embarrassing, the better. Look, let's let it rip.
You don't have to listen to that advice.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, so Anthony was pretty obsessed with cars from a young age, very young. Anything with wheels. So I'm about the age of three in the rumpus room, you know, and any time he'd play with his cars, he'd have to have the sound effects. So I'm in the kitchen cooking and it was just far too loud. I just said to Anthony, look, can you please keep it down? Because I could hear him racing his cars and commentating through the whole thing with his racetracks and, you know, car ramps. And I just said, please keep it down. So I've gone back and I could still, and it was just getting louder and louder the faster the cars would go. So I just went back in and I said, right, that's it. I'm taking away your racetracks. You'll have to play with something else. So I've taken them away, gone back into the kitchen, and he's just gone dead silent, like really quiet. I'm thinking, oh, that worked. That's really good.
You killed my spirit, so, is what you did.
So I thought I'll sneak up on him and see what he's actually doing. So I've gone back into the rumpus room really quietly and I could see he's drawn with texture all over the carpet racetrack. And there he is, you know, driving his car down. And I just, he looked at me as if, oh my gosh, he's going to kill me. But I had to walk away, think to myself, that is brilliant. How funny is that? And then just went back, grabbed the camera and took a photo. Like he's just... There was no way he was going to go without
a Kodak
his
moment.
Racetracks.
That is brilliant.
Kodak, definitely.
You know, yeah. I like the way you go into that story. That is brilliant. That is funny. It's me in a nutshell.
Now, Mum, how do you feel about the fact that he is from Victoria and he's moved all the way up here to central Queensland? How do you feel about him moving so far away from you?
Well, he's still in the country, so that's a good thing. Yeah. It is it's further up than I thought, further north. So I was a bit shocked when we looked at how long it would take to get there. But really, it's his passion, and we there was no way we were going to hold him back. We just thought, you know what, go for it, go.
Thank you,
makes
Mum.
You happy. Yeah. So nice. We know you're going to look after him, right?
Please. Yeah, that we will. And look, we started a new airline just for him called Bonza with really, really cheap flights.
That's actually come in perfectly. Good timing.
Please keep sending money, though.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you've got that, Mum. Wow.
I'm only joking, Mum. I'm only joking.
Yeah. No, that's all
excellent.
Right.
Well, very much a pleasure to meet you this morning, Sophie, Anthony's mum. I think we should meet the whole family this week. What do you reckon?
That would be good. They'll love that. They will love it.
Who else do we need to talk to, Anthony?
I think we'll speak to Dad tomorrow, maybe. I'll get him prepared. And then
no,
I've got
won't.
My three sisters.
We'll just call Dad.
And when I say prepared, I mean I'll tell them to tell the nicest stories and the most flattering stories.
And how many sisters?
Three.
Beautiful. I can't wait to meet them all.
Yeah, they probably miss him the most, yeah.
It's a fresh start and it feels good.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
It's Triple M breakfast.
We are meeting my family. Pinky, yesterday I introduced you to my mother. Tell a little story about me so that you can get to know me. And today I've brought my dad along over the phone. Dad, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Good morning, Dad. Chris, how
Good
are
morning,
you?
Thank you. Oh, very well, thank you. Good morning.
Good to meet you. So, yes, we are wanting to meet the family this week to get across the new bloke, Anthony. So we just want to, you know, hear some tales to find out a bit more about him. The mum Sophie shared quite a cute story.
Almost too cute.
Yeah, look, well, I felt a bit nauseous.
Well, this is where you might find out that there's only one entertaining male in this family, so I hope I come across well.
Get him off.
Well, you're outnumbered by the ladies, so I really like your family.
I think Dad will tell a story. I've asked him if he's prepared one, so he will. But I think gauging the dynamic of a relationship will tell you as much about me as the story. So when I was a kid and I would play soccer, Dad always had constructive criticism, he would call it.
Of course he does.
I was a little bit immature. I didn't take it as constructive criticism. I just heard the word criticism. So I wonder, Dad, did you have any feedback or constructive criticism on yesterday's show?
One show in, nothing but complimentary. I thought it was fantastic. I loved you both.
Oh, proud dad.
Thanks very much,
nice
Dad.
Nice work.
That's suspicious, Pinky. I'll be watching my text
yeah,
messages
well,
later
nice
and I'll let
to
you
say
know.
About me. We can't blame him.
I've been told to be on my best behaviour. So
there we go.
Wait till the end of the week. Wait till the end of the week and then we'll critique again.
Dad, what story have you brought for us today?
Well, I do remember one time when we were on our family travels. We'd done a fairly large trip up to Europe, and as we're travelling along, I thought the kids were getting along great, but at one point, Anthony was just constantly into the girls. Couldn't calm him down, asked him politely, and I pride myself on being fairly patient and having an easygoing sort of attitude.
Yeah.
But he was just into the girls at this on this occasion. We're walking. As we're walking along the path, I don't know what came over me. He just got to me, and I've just given him a shove of all shoves. He's only a little bloke, and he's gone flying into the bushes.
By the way, I do remember this.
Do you remember that?
A thorn bush.
I hope I haven't scarred you for that one.
Well, it sounds like he might be scarred. Show me them.
Exactly.
I'll just make a reminder too, you have three sisters, so you were giving three sisters grief,
no,
I believe.
I think I was giving the eldest grief.
Oh, just
and
one.
She's a bit of a protected species because she's the oldest. No, but thanks for sharing that, Dad. That really paints me in a great light.
What happened
well,
then, though?
You've come good since then. I think you're a great role model for them since then.
Just to shove into the bushes every now and again. Is that right, Chris?
Well, I'm hoping this doesn't go to Child Protection Services, but yes, on that occasion, he needed a little bit of extra disciplining.
I look forward to hearing more from you, Chris.
Lovely to meet you, Pinky.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Pinky, I am bringing to you members of my family, at your request, by the way.
Yes, you are. You're
not
just
voluntarily
serving them up on the phone platter, and we've already caught up with your mum and dad. And this morning, we're speaking to the eldest sibling in the family, your older sister, Cara. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's an honour.
It's very nice to meet you. Now, we're getting stories from Anthony's family this week to get to know him a little better. What do you have to share with us this morning?
Okay, well, my story takes place one summer down the Mornington Peninsula when Anthony and I were about 13. We used to always follow around our older cousins, and they had really cool stuff. They had jet skis and all this spearfishing gear, and we used to always want to go with them. One night, Mum and Dad were not home, so we were allowed to join, and we put these big rubber like suits on, and we were ready, marching up to the beach, searching for flathead and gummy sharks and all those things. And it was about 2 a.m, so really dark.
Wow.
Anthony decides to go a little bit rogue and do something a bit naughty and stabs a stingray with his spear. And he got bopped. His foot starts profusely bleeding. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is how Steve Irwin died. What are we going to do?
That's what I was thinking.
We rush him to the Rosebud Hospital. About 3 a.m. now, waiting for hours and hours. Luckily, he was okay, but we had to explain the whole situation to Mum and Dad. And suffice to say, we were never allowed to spear fishing again.
So why were you stabbing the stingray?
Accidentally, I should point out.
Yeah.
No, I think I must have mistook it for a flathead, Pinky.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
But the punishment, sure.
The punishment did fit the crime. It got me pretty good. And being that age, I thought Steve Irwin just died because there was poison in a stingray barb.
Yeah.
So I thought I was going to die. But yeah, as it turns out, they don't have poison and you just need a few stitches.
So what was the punishment from Mum and Dad?
Oh, I think we are just a stern talking to. No more spearfishing ever. And I think we just had to stay at home for a little bit. Couldn't go to the beach.
Oh, no, not the beach ban. Now,
exactly.
The other thing I wanted to know, Cara, is as the oldest sibling of four, what was the most annoying habit of your younger brother?
Oh, okay. Well, Anthony
we
and
go.
I
don't think you could have thought of any. Actually, there's probably none.
Perfect, not at all. Anthony and I share a bathroom, and I have noticed that he tends to use quite a lot of toilet paper, probably an excessive amount.
Wow.
Often I'll be replacing the roll, and the next day I'll go in, and literally it's all gone. I'm like, what did you do, Anthony?
Yeah.
Very, very annoying.
Are you snacking on it? What is going on there?
Do you know what? I use
There's
so
one
much
in every family.
That now that I'm living with a new housemate,
yeah.
I keep topping up the toilet paper supply so that he never has to pay for it.
Good.
Because I know I'm the one using most of it.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks for sharing that though, Cara. That's exactly what I wanted the people of Queensland to know.
Thanks for having me.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Get more after this.
Pinky, it has been a week of you meeting my family.
Yeah.
So far we've had Mum, Dad, and my elder sister, Cara.
We have now, there's three sisters. So we're going to talk now with Zoe, who is the second youngest in the family. So she's your little sister, right?
She's my little sister. And she's probably most like me, given that we're the two middle children.
Yes.
Zoe, are you there?
Hello, hello. I am here.
Good morning,
Zoe.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you. I can't wait to hear the dirt on your brother here.
Being that she is most like me, by the way, she would have struggled to wake up early for this call. How are you feeling?
That's very true. I woke up about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Also, I got a text from her at midnight last night.
Oh, wow.
So you are running on no sleep.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Okay, Zoe, get into it. What's your scandalous story about me?
All right. Well, before Anthony became the angel that Mum and Dad have described, he was a little bit of a rebellious teen. Just to set the scene also, Anthony was a DJ as a teenager, so he was a pretty cool guy.
DJ in his lunchbox.
So, yeah, he was a DJ underage club, so, you know, pretty cool.
I didn't think that was going to come up.
Yes.
Gotcha. And it was often that he would go out and we wouldn't really know where exactly he was. He wouldn't often tell the truth or when he was going to be home or all that sort of stuff. And I remember one night, it was around midnight, Anthony would have been freshly 16. And so I was supposed to be asleep. I was, of course, in bed on my iPad. So I'm awake and I hear the door open downstairs. Anthony comes up. A few minutes later, I hear a bit of commotion. So I come out of my room to see what it's all about. And then I can just see Mum's got like this blank stare looking at him, not saying anything. It's unlike Mum to not yell. So I'm like, oh, it must be really bad if she's not even yelling. And I turn over and I look at Anthony. I'm like, what's going on? And he opens his mouth and he's got this tongue piercing. And it's not a subtle one. It's like one of those really big silver baubles.
Yeah.
That he's gotten done whatever time of the night with whoever he was with.
Ow.
Thanks, Zoe.
At 16, you are welcome.
Firstly, had a tongue piercing. That's key. Pinky, yes, you'd notice it's gone.
But I didn't notice, but saying
I've still got a scar if you want to see
it. Of course you would. They do heal quickly, don't they? But how did Mum know? What happened there? Did you just walk in the door and poke your tongue? What did you do?
What did I think I figured I'd show them straight away because I knew they'd find out.
I'm thinking you must have gone to, so our sister Cara, who you spoke to yesterday, their bedrooms are quite close. I'm thinking you must have gone to show her off and then.
She's dobbed on me.
She's like, Mom, probably. Come here.
Honestly, it spent more time infected than not.
Oh,
and then
yuck.
I ended up having to take it out because we went on an excursion to a prison.
Yeah.
And I thought, geez, if I don't take it out now, these blokes are going to take the absolute mickey out of me.
I'll take it out for you.
But, hey, Zoe.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Zoe's most like me, getting a body mod to displease Mum. So, she's got a bunch of tattoos, just to spill a little bit more dirt
so
on her.
So do I. That's okay, Zoe. But we're not here to pour the dirt on Zoe. We just want it on you, Anthony.
I just needed to get a cheap shot back.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Zoe, for exposing me.
Yeah, there we go.
Thanks for having me.
Metal detectors are us.
Live and local. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Triple M breakfast.
The final family member I have to introduce you to, Pinky, is holding on the line now. She is my younger sister, Julia. You've requested to meet everyone in my family.
Yeah, we've met Mum and Dad, and you've got three sisters, and I believe Julia is the baby of the family.
She is the baby. So like most babies of the family, used to having things prepared for her and done for her.
Oh,
so
okay. We'll see what Julia has to say.
Hopefully she's got something for us.
Oh, here we go.
Julia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and I resent that implication.
Oh, I'm sure you would. I was only just saying to him earlier this morning, how was it just being the only boy, and he thinks he gets spoilt rotten for it?
He absolutely did.
Oh, no. There we go.
And well, I still do.
We need to get you girls to gang up on him a little more. Look, first thing I need to ask you is, now that he's moved a few states away from you, what do you miss about him not being around? Anything?
You know what? A couple things. Okay. Maybe a couple. Just, I guess he hasn't lived at home for a while, really. But when he did, and even now, I still miss it. But when he was here, he's quite a good guitar player. So he used to have, like, at any time of day, you'd hear him playing the guitar. And so all the siblings, all the girls would go into his room. They'll sit around, have a little listen, have a little jam session. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cute. Okay. Yep.
That's good, because when I was at home, Jules, you guys always used to tell me to be quiet. So it's nice to hear in hindsight that you actually miss it.
You know what? It was odd the first few weeks you were gone, not hearing the guitar every which hour that you wanted to play.
So what else do you miss about him?
Oh, his area where he used to live. It was the perfect area. He could always pick me up, take me places.
So maybe
that is a little youngest child, yeah.
Yeah, Uber brother.
Julia,
nice.
Can I ask, just because I know Pinky is like a current affair journalist, she wants the dirt. She wants the real story.
Yeah.
What don't you miss?
Yeah, exactly. Tell us.
Well, honestly, as a youngest child, I don't miss being bullied, because I've realised that now that you're gone, it was just you. I don't receive any torment anymore.
You're a bully, Anthony.
That is not true.
Big brother the bully. Yep.
I would have thought, Julia being the youngest, she always gets interrupted. She can never finish a story because we all just talk over her. I would have thought perhaps you missed that the least. But can I actually, Pinky, can I read you a text that Julia sent just before coming on air?
Here we go.
Trying
to convince me of something.
Why are you not more horrible? It would be so much easier to do this call.
I don't believe a second of it, a word of it. I'm going to vomit.
Might have made that up.
Too much of a loving this morning, that's for sure.
He's lying.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Prove it. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Julia. You're not embarrassing me too much.
I'll
I really
be in touch,
appreciate
Julia.
It.
Oh, thanks. I'll keep up the bad stories. Don't worry.
Good.
It's a fresh start and it feels good.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
It's Triple M Breakfast.